This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This is morning show. Oh, man, it's a disco Tuesday. It really is. I mean, just woo. It's fun watching you guys dance on video. The
what?
Hand motions are so... Oh, you didn't see any of that?
No.
We were all just... doing these stupid dances. Oh, anyway, hello and welcome to our world. It's weird. It's just weird. It's day two of week five of the home isolation experimentation. And, you know, things are just, they're coming apart at the seams. And yet also everything's okay, you know.
I think it's been going pretty well. It's, you know, this goes back to, I never like a show that can only talk about one thing. And we're kind of stuck in this coronavirus world.
Yeah.
So that sucks. But other than that, I think our equipment's been working great. I think
thank
Nicole's
you, engineering.
Stepped up in a way that we
yeah, very impressive.
Didn't know was going to happen. Great yep. job, Nicole. And then look at Bryn go.
I know. Bryn is like the technical advisor for the whole show. Like, he's figured out ways to make so many little things work.
Yeah.
It's been very impressive. I'm just, you know, proud to be a part of this team.
So it's worked out. It's as good as it can.
Yeah. It's true.
Doing the
and
best
then
I can. Some of my stuff is a little ghetto.
Ghetto.
But, you know.
You just wanted to play Who Been Saying
Ghetto. I did just want to play the ghetto soundbite.
Whatever. All right, everyone. Listen, one of the things Bryn does a lot of work on is the Johnny Mosley pod. There's a new episode of that up at RadioAlice.com and Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. And it was a pretty fun show yesterday.
You did it?
We did it yesterday. Yep.
Oh.
Yesterday it was.
Gave away some cool rollerblades.
Yep. Maxim Edge 90s.
Peter you know, Glenn. It's funny. He's Shame. Been promoting those rollerblades all over his Instagram. I am not a rollerblade guy. I know that he uses them for training or whatever. I'm more
it's
of
like a
skateboarder.
Skate to ski thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so
you're a snowboarder,
like,
you know, skateboard works for you and for him, the inline skates. He was saying, too, like, there's a lot of, like, really similar motions from ice skating and inline skating to skiing. It's like the same lateral... you know, musculature, and they've got a whole program going, you know, at our sponsor, Peter Glenn. Shame. So if you're looking
sponsor.
For our sponsor, they are the sponsor. They underwrite the whole show. So anywho, it's time for something completely different. If you are looking for things to listen to, we got a tip for you. Vinny is doing something called the Sideshow. And that, 7 o'clock p.m. on Alt-105. Vinny's
That's
hosting
right.
his own. He's got his side piece show.
Right.
Which is very exciting. So this Thursday night and every Thursday night, this is a whole
new
thing.
Yeah, it's going to be like, we got the first show planned now music-wise, and it's going to be some heavier songs than you're used to hearing on Alt-105, and it's going to be some classic alternative. I think you'll like it. If you're into music, that's what the show's all about. I'm going to just jump in and out. I'll be your host, but I'm not really going to be doing what we do here.
You're not going to sing along or anything?
Oh, I'll sing.
Oh, nice.
Sure, I'll sing. You guys want me to sing?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll have you sing right now. What do you got?
Oh, no, I don't want to sing now. I'll sing then.
Oh.
Right now, I want you to do Celebrity Trash.
Mm. I have one more thing to mention.
Oh,
you can torture Vinny on Friday. 10 o'clock.
Great.
On the Alice973 Instagram. Ask him how his first show went, you know, on Live 105. Oh, sorry, on Alt 105. Because you'll have done it by then. But we're doing an Ask Me Anything, 10 o'clock, 10 in the morning, right after the show ends, on the Alice973 Instagram. Please submit questions in advance on the Alice973 direct message. So you go there, you send a message, and Bryn's going through all the questions.
Some people wrote in. One of the things that someone wrote in is, Vinny's already told us everything. Why don't we get Bryn in there for an Ask Me Anything? And I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I think that in the end, we're all going to wind up on that damn thing because this is this is happening, people. This is our new feature. It's brought to us by AAA Auto Insurance with over 100 years of on-the-road experience. More at AAA.
The question becomes, as Bryn is going to be sort of the question... I don't know what you want to call that.
The reporter.
as he's the reporter, who will be the reporter when he does Ask Me Anything, I wonder?
I think
do you
want to
sign up for that?
It stays as the reporter. I'm just going to, you know, segment where Bryn asks questions to people. I'm asking questions on behalf of the listeners, so I'm the listener's voice.
So one of us needs to be the listener's voice when you do it.
We'll cross.
So one of us, you know what?
There.
I actually think that Nicole should collect the questions. And then, you know, let's see how it goes. Who he's meaner to, me or you?
All right,
so I'm doing mine.
I'm
next
meaner
week.
To?
Yeah, you know, we'll just see. You know, like if which of us disapproves of the questions more, and that
Listen,
person will have
I'm
the honor of being
only
the questioner
the messenger.
For you.
I'm only the messenger here.
Yeah, but it's you're picking the questions. You could not pick the certain questions.
While I believe Bryn is going to be looking for the best possible entertainment value, he also knows we're the franchise. Bringing the franchise down is not a smart move. So
that one guy that I murdered that time, please don't ask me about that. You know, I'm going to plead the fifth on it. You know,
I think he's going to be able to see the red flags because they involve his paychecks as well. I mean, it.
Remember no that, Bryn.
Show.
Keep that in mind.
There's no Bryn show either.
Right.
All right. We're going to start with experts. Boy, they say things all the time. Mm-hmm. Who are these people? No one knows. Just they, the experts say. If you're thinking that we were going to sit through another few weeks of quarantine, then we'd get back to all the fun stuff that we used to do. Live concerts, sporting events, other large-scale gatherings. You might not want to get your hopes up, because although those things will probably come back at some point, Zeke Emanuel, turns out this expert has a name, he is the director of Healthcare Transformation Institute at the University of Pennsylvania. The Healthcare Transformation Institute? What the F does that even mean? He told us this is his time to shine, though. Like, when you're the head, you know what I mean? When you're the head of that, people are like, what? The Healthcare Transformation Institute. I don't know. He says, he told the New York Times, concerts and sporting events won't be safe to attend until the fall of 2021 at the earliest. So,
what?
Yep, at least 18 months from now.
Well, my own personal opinion on that, just having zero expertise. I mean, less than zero. Negative. I have negative expertise on this subject. And yet,
non-expert.
Zero expert. I believe 2020 is canceled, but I think 2021 is where we'll start pushing everything into that.
Right.
So I don't think the fall, though. I think we're going to be chomping at any kind of concert, any kind of sporting event, anything we can get. In 2021.
Well, it would be pretty horrible if everything was canceled through fall of 2021. That's like, it's almost 2 years of... Pardon me.
Bless you.
Don't worry, it's Corona. Ebola.
Ebola.
The guy said, this is this expert. You can't just flip a switch and open the whole of society up. It's just not going to work. It's too much. The virus will definitely flare back to its worst levels. He said restarting the economy will have to be done in stages. Crowded events like concerts and sporting events, that will be the last part of our old lives to return. Yay. If you want to read the whole article, it's in the New York Times. Have at it. Paul McCartney. This is not about coronavirus at all. And clearly, I know. This is a story about that isn't about that, and this is about, you know, rich people and what they're willing to pay for stuff. On Friday, there was an auction, and the handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude were auctioned off. What do you think they expected those to go for? They were used in the studio for the recording of Hey Jude at London's Trident Studios in July of 1968. So these things are elderly. They're just all time. I mean, that's just one of the all time Beatles songs.
That is the song he wrote for John Lennon's first kid, Julian Lennon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's got a backstory. They're handwritten. It's the Beatles the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say those sell for $50,000.
Well, they were expected to go for about $160,000.
Oh.
And instead, they went for... Take a wild guess.
Why, I did just guess $50,000.
Far, far higher than that.
Times are tough, but not tough enough to keep people from spending $1 million on the handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude.
$910,000. Someone splashed out about $1 million. Because, you know, when they sell for $910,000, there's still all kinds of fees, I think, that go on top of that.
There are serious collectors and plenty of people with a ton of dough. Yep. I know one of the guys who collects a bunch of this kind of stuff is the guy who owns the Indianapolis Colts. Ursay is his last name. Hmm. He buys up all the old guitars. He's just a rock guy. So I'm not saying he bought it.
Probably hard to outbid, right? Well, someone who's determined, someone who goes all the way, there are several determined people there, you know, and someone's cutoff was 900,000 and someone else didn't have a cutoff. 910,000. All right, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm backing away. Just in it. Oh, there we go. We can stop to make it better. I haven't seen that movie Yesterday yet. Have you guys seen that?
Yes.
Oh, what did you think of that?
It's fun. It's also stupid, but it's fun. It's worth a watch, absolutely.
The one clip I saw was, I know, I totally want to watch it, was Ed Sheeran saying, why don't you try Hey Dude?
Yeah, Hey Duty, Duty, Dude.
Duty, 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 Dude.
No, the Ed Sheeran part is sort of the part that you kind of go, like, I like Ed Sheeran. He's an Alice Essential. And he's Jane's best friend.
Sure. And so he was great on Game of Thrones. I mean,
we have a big connection to him. But there's the part where they're like, he's the best songwriter in the world, and he's going to compete with this new guy who's got all this material. And, of course, it's the material that the Beatles... you got to know the storyline, but it's just weird to see that, the way where they took that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know how it. Please don't spoil it for me. But I'm like, how can this possibly end? So this guy's the new Beatle. Anyway, One Direction maybe planning a comeback. I feel like really could this I do a thumbs up from you, Nicole. Nicole's excited. She loves One Direction. What's that?
So do you?
I like the one guy from One Direction,
Harry Styles. Yeah,
yeah, that's the one dude I like.
I just think we need a new boy band comeback.
Do we?
I think so.
Well, this would be a one-off because they all have gone on to have successful, you know, solo careers.
Yeah.
They're saying it's been 5 years since Zayn Malik left One Direction, which is the last time they were whole, you guys. In that time, Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn Jenner, Kobe Bryant retired from the NBA, etc. Donald Trump was elected president, American Idol was canceled and came back, and Justin Bieber fooled the world into thinking he ate burrito sideways. I mean, there's just been, and he got married. The list of things that have happened since then. Also,
can't believe I fell for the sideways burrito gag.
No, I fell for it. I'm like, yep, that guy is an idiot. That's totally possible. So now there's talk that One Direction may be planning a comeback to celebrate their 10th anniversary. The internet's a little light on proof on this, but things got interesting yesterday when all the guys in One Direction started following Zayn on Twitter again. I guess, you know, when he left the band, they all just, we're not following him anymore. Why would we? And hashtags like One Direction Reunion and 1D online concert stay at home started making the rounds on social media. The New York Post claims they're secretly working on a plan to celebrate their 10th anniversary on July 23rd. The ideas range from reuniting for a TV special to a new single. Obviously, a tour has been ruled out because that couldn't happen. With what's, although I suppose it could happen in the fall of 2021. That's when things are rescheduled for everyone. I don't know. I do that story because I know there are hardcore, and Nicole clearly is one of them. There are hardcore One Direction fans out there.
I mean, I'm not hardcore, but I do like some of their songs.
Yeah, you seem a little too old to be a hardcore fan.
Yeah, I am.
Seems like about five years.
They came out when I was in high school.
Oh. So. Yeah, I think it's the band that, you know, the boy band is a middle school thing.
Yeah.
You know, if they'd hit middle school, you'd be really into them. Who's your band? Who's your boy band from middle school?
I don't think there was a lot of boy bands when I was in middle school. It was still NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Yeah, still. There wasn't a lot of boy bands. When I was in middle school, it was alternative stuff like Simple Plan, Fall Out Boy, that stuff.
Oh.
So the 90s was it? Like late 90s?
Yeah.
What year were you in middle school?
I was born in 94, but I don't remember like poppy boy bands in my middle school years.
Hmm.
Huh.
So when were you in middle school? Like in the late
2006?
So 2005, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Eight. Oh my God, she's so young. It's adorable. She was 3 years. What year were you born?
94.
Yeah, she was 3 years old when we started the show then.
All right. She'll get her turn, too.
She's three.
Don't feel bad. She'll get her turn will come, and I hope that she is the elder broadcaster with some young upstarts and that she gets to do her show.
Yeah, you'll remember this at that point.
Right. I hope that happens.
We'll be dead. We'll be long dead.
No.
You'll be... Jesus.
Hey, anyway. You know how Zayn left first, right? One Direction?
Yes.
He comes in last as far as net worth. One Direction. So Harry Styles is the richest one, 75
well,
million.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hello.
Niall Horan is next. And Louis Tomlinson's at 56 million. Liam Payne's at 55. And Zayn is at 47.
Oh, my God. He's par.
I know. Jeez. So sad.
Well, look, it paid to be in One Direction for as long as those four were. Were there five total dudes? There were.
Nicole?
Yes, there was.
Okay, so the four of them went on, you know, they did a few more years, and then everybody's solo albums of it. You know, look, the Harry Styles, I assume that's the biggest selling of the One Direction guys, but, you know, they've all had songs. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, completely out of time. I'll just tell you one quick story here. Is there one of the audio things I asked for that you really want to hear?
Not particularly. I mean,
all right, then I'm going to talk about.
I did like the Pitbull thing.
All right, play the Pitbull thing. We'll go with that. So Pitbull has an uplifting new single, and he's donating all the proceeds to coronavirus relief. It's called "I Believe That We Will Win." It's called a world anthem, Vinny.
Mm. All right,
it's a remake of another song, but he puts his own spin to it.
Oh, all right.
And when it comes to fear, you can either forget everything and run. I say,
after song,
yeah. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll get you up the latest on the coronavirus stuff. We'll do some fast facts. Handshaking, is it over? Also, Biden and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.